Organized by environmental advocates of New York, residents of the Rensselaer County community of Hoosick Falls traveled to Albany Thursday to demand drinking water free of the chemical PFOA, a carcinogen. They'd like to see the newly created $2.5 billion clean water fund in the state budget used to restore clean water now. Pressuring the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, EANY's Water and Natural Resources Associate Liz Moran said every day that Hoosick Falls residents are relying on filtered water, they're still afraid.
I think that DEC and they have done some good work in response to Hoosick Falls, but the clock is ticking.
The Departments of Environmental Conservation and Health have faced tough criticism over the past year and a half for what many perceived as a delayed response to the contamination crisis. To date, the state has installed about 800 point-of-entry treatment systems on private wells to remove PFOA from contaminated groundwater. A permanent filtration system has been installed on the Hoosick Falls Municipal Water Supply, paid for by company Saint-Gobain, under consent order from the state, which has declared Hoosick Falls a Superfund site. DEC Commissioner Basil Segos tells WAMC the state is still pushing for a clean water source.
You know, we want to see a long-term solution to this where we're providing clean water uncontaminated by PFOA to the village. But certainly in the interim, we're ensuring that this treatment system is 100% effective.
Moran said she was pleased that DEC will soon announce the results of a feasibility study on locating a new water source. Sego said under consent orders with the state, Saint-Gobain and company Honeywell are now under edict to carry out the feasibility study. Sego expects results to be released this summer.
Some positive preliminary news coming out of it. We're looking at a few spots in the valley where enough water is being produced, that at least water quality is good in a couple of different wells that have been drilled. And we're doing continual tests on that to ensure there's enough water pressure and capacity.
Once that report is released, it will be made available for review by the public. Advocates are calling on state leaders to announce the members of a drinking water quality council created in response to the Hoosick Falls crisis to help establish water contamination standards across New York. Sego said DEC and DOH will be announcing members of the council very shortly. Moran says EANY and residents will continue to hold state agencies accountable.
I think that these are very positive steps, and that's exactly what we want to see. We want to make sure that there's enough funding there so that everyone in these communities can have access to this new clean drinking water source, and that there's more open communication between DEC and residents.
Sego says DEC's doors are open.
We've been a fixture in the community since day one, and we don't intend to go anywhere until the job is done. Certainly encourage all residents and anyone interested to keep an open line of communication with us.
Last week, the state announced a carbon filtration system installed on the nearby town of Petersburg's water supply was up and running to remove PFOA. The filtration system was installed by company Taconic, working with DOH and DEC. Just over the state line in Vermont, state leaders are negotiating with Saint-Gobain to bring clean municipal water to homes in Bennington and North Bennington with wells contaminated with PFOA. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.